This is Erica. You're joining me for Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast. We're going to talk about getting back on track today because we all fall off the track. Gosh, I've fallen off the track a lot in my life. So let's just look at the energy of getting back on track. And what does that mean? And what stops us from being on track? And what stops us from the self-percept of we are in the right place at the right time, right? So I had an experience within the last 48 hours where I was on the freeway and my tire, I didn't know this, but it was at the end of its life. And I got to the gas station and it didn't really look like it. I mean, the tread, I don't know what was wrong, but anyhow, it was getting old. I pull up at the gas station. I got off the freeway approximately a half hour before I was going to. Something nudged me and I pulled over. I went to the gas station just crazy early, like different than planned. And I'm parked and a guy gets out of a truck. He goes, "Hey, did you know you had a flat?" And I looked down and the right back tire had just got flat, like somehow, because I wasn't driving on it like that. Just was gone, like history, like flat. So I had to call for a tow, and then we got the, went to my tire place, and then they put tires on, and then I have a tire place I use normally, so he's super nice to me. They gave me a really nice deal, and I just want to talk a little bit about this being on track thing, because clearly this could have gone and played out very differently. It could have blown up in the middle of the freeway. I could have caused an accident. It could have left me stranded on the right side of the freeway for a tow truck. It could have, my phone might have been out of battery. Think of all the things that like could have blocked me. And instead I just kept like leaning into the light, leaning into the ease, leaning into the next steps. So when you fall off track, and it happens to everyone, I love this one thing that someone told me. It's obvious when you say it, but when you're in an airplane and you're heading towards your target, you're almost always off track. You keep correcting. So even as the wind blows a little bit, you're going to pop off track. And you got to pop back on. And most planes get to their destination, right? Yet, a lot of the time when they're flying, they're a little bit off track and then they're correcting. A little bit off track and they're correcting. So I set the intention of shifting my business a little bit. Of course, I'm always doing that. And as I got back on track with that, it felt very different. It was experienced very differently than when I'm off track. And I have to tell you, it's an interesting experience to be off track and get back on track. So as we clear blocks, what happens is we go on the fast track. Everything kind of goes faster and easier. Like synchronicities show up and the right people show up. And whatever you, it's like stuff that you've desired for a long time when you're on track just pops in and it's really amazing. So I just want to share with you that you can get back on track and it might be a shift that's easier than you think. And you're actually probably pretty well on track and you just don't know it or haven't acknowledge this within you because we're always heading back on track. It's like we have a GPS guidance system and it's our internal knowing. And not, I'm not saying we can't get slugged down by crap and then get pushed, not pushed, not We can slow down the journey into joy if we want to have lots more misery. I mean, there's misery is infinitely possible. Don't get me wrong. I'm very aware of this from a personal level. So, yet if we are willing to leap and keep saying yes to things that are a yes, then we will get back on track and then life will change. And then we're clearing blockages and working on our self-worth, working on building in joyful experiences to the journey. Yeah. So what could you build as we come into a long weekend, if you're listening to this chronologically, that would give you joy? So just look at what would bring you joy. Yeah, we don't ask that enough, I don't think. So just ask that question. And then when you impulse something, when something shows up, see if you can be a yes to that thing that might just be the thing that puts you right back on track. So that's my show for today. You have a fabulous day. Again, it's Erica Glessing with Energy Clearing for Life Force. You can find some complimentary Zoominar recordings at energyclearingforlife.com. Additionally, I'm teaching a course September, mid-September to mid-October. I'd love you to join me. It's going to be weekly on Fridays, and we're going to be clearing blockages the whole time. So join me if you like. Bye.